you had to get there at 7 a.m. Toronto time. So, of course, for us here on the West Coast, it's quite early for me. You show up ready to go. And that's the biggest thing. So you have to be ready to go as soon as you get there. They do a few checks. You make sure everything looks good. And then you wait. You wait for your turn. You don't really know when you're going to go. So everything is an anticipation. And you're just like always a little bit on edge. And then it was my turn. I went second. I had no idea what to expect, to be honest.
I'm Peter McCulley. On this edition of Today in BC, we'll chat with Caitlin Vanderhaeg, co-founder of Kidstar Nutrients, a natural health company based in Vancouver. Caitlin was successful in securing a partnership with Arlene Dickinson and Wes Hall in a Season 18 appearance on Dragon's Den. We'll hear from Caitlin about the company and about appearing in the den on this edition of Today in BC. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today, Caitlin.
Thank you very much, Peter. Happy to be here.
Caitlin, you're president, CEO, and co-founder of Kidstar Nutrients, a health advocate, licensed teacher, published children's author, blogger, married, mother to three daughters. You know, you can't fit all of that on a business card.
No, it doesn't completely fit, but sometimes we try.
Why did you start the supplement business?
I grew up in the industry, and so I knew what we could have out there on the market. I worked for my mom's company, Lorna Vanderhaeg Health Solutions, which is now known as Smart Solutions. And during that time, I made great quality products for adults. And then I had my own girls. And I was really dissatisfied with what I found on the market. And then my second daughter ended up being iron deficient. And so I went on a hunt to find her a product. And in the process, I realized that I had to just make one. And so we actually made the iron products for her specifically.
Let's talk about being an entrepreneur, Caitlin. Was there any specific moment in your life that you consider pivotal in shaping your mindset? Were you always the kid that had a lemonade stand or, in my case, had a paper route?
I was that child, yes. I'm the youngest of four. We had a corner store down at the end of the street, and we weren't allowed to ask for money for the corner store. We had to, you know, earn it. So I learned very early on. My mom probably doesn't enjoy this, but I cut a number of her beautiful flowers in her garden, and I would go door to door and I would sell bouquets of her flowers. It worked very well. They were beautiful. And then I also had a paper route and a bunch of other odd and end jobs. And you just picked up something here and there.
You started your company during the pandemic?
Yes, sadly, that happened. So we actually launched in January of 2020, unknowing of what was coming. So it was a huge hurdle, to be honest. We launched, we had everything set up for consumer shows. We had back-to-back events. We had the demos. We had the samples and everything ready. And then it went to, no, sorry, you can't do this and you can't go into stores. So we really had to pivot our thought process on how to launch the company.
That would be a big challenge, of course, trying to overcome starting a business during the pandemic. Was that the biggest challenge that you faced?
That was the biggest in the first about 6 months. And then, of course, the shipping issues came in right after the pandemic started. The shipping costs, they went up 150% sometimes, or there just was nothing to ship. So that was number two. And then, of course, this past year, we've had inflation. We've had a breather in between each one, but we're just going to keep trucking forward and make it through.
There's always something.
There really is. I did say one time, I was like, it'd be really nice if we just had a year of just something really boring.
That's one thing about business is change is constant. You mentioned your mom, Lorna, started a vitamin supplement company, which she later sold. You worked in that company and learned the business with your brother, Kyle.
I was in supply chain, so I managed the raw materials to the finished good on shelf. So I knew everything that went into the products, and I knew where the products were going in the country, and I knew what shelves they were on. It was great. I loved my job. My brother did IT, so he was on a different level, and he got to do all the IT and the back end things.
He would say the fun stuff.
Yeah, for him, yes. For me, no.
You don't seem to be that kind of personality, I have to say.
No, it is not. I'm the, why is this not working?
You've got three daughters. Are they by chance the official taste testers, flavor testers for vitamins?
Yes, whether they like it or not, that is their role. They always do ask, which sample is this? Number one or number five or six? And as the samples get better and better, they're much more obedient on trying them. Otherwise, I get looks going, you try it first.
So let me double back to something you just mentioned. When you were on the Dragon's Den show, you mentioned that the iron supplement was the biggest seller and really the catalyst for you starting the company. Why does everyone need iron and what makes yours different from the rest?
Iron is the number one nutrient deficiency in the world and also here in Canada. And it's very much lacking from our diet today. So that's really why people become deficient. They become deficient actually from long before mom even gets pregnant. So if mom is deficient before she gets pregnant and then during her pregnancy, it's very hard to keep the iron levels up. And then after pregnancy as well, depending on your food choices, it can also be difficult to keep the iron levels high enough to keep us going. And iron is essential for growth and development of our children, of our brains, and kids are growing from before they're born until about 19 years old. So we are constantly growing and evolving, and we need those nutrients to keep us going.
There's a liver and onions joke in there somewhere.
Yes, I was going to say we don't do that anymore, and that's probably why we're all iron deficient.
We didn't do it when it was shoved in front of us before then either.
Oh, I remember my mom was like, yeah, that's just what we did. And I was like, I can't do it to my kids.
When I was growing up, all the restaurants had a liver and onions day. That was their luncheon special.
We probably should go back to that, but I know, let's supplement with something that tastes better. I created the BioFi Iron Line, which is a micronized and microencapsulated iron. So it doesn't cause constipation, stained teeth. It goes to your small intestine to be absorbed without any digestive upset. And it doesn't have that metallic, like penny taste to it, which is great.
One of the dragons asked you a question when you were on stage about being profitable. And you mentioned the costs of starting the company were very high because of shelf fees. Could you explain what that was all about?
Depending on which store you're getting into, some require free product for the shelf. Some require marketing spend right away. Some require a shelf, basically a listing fee. And those can range from $1,200, $7,500, $15,000 per product for your shelf. So they add up very quick. It's something that's been quite standard in the industry, which I hope it does change. Recently, especially with Loblaw Company, they've been talking to them a lot about the costs to do business and where we can reduce those costs so that we don't keep increasing the prices of groceries and other items. So I am hopeful that something changes through that process.
I heard you say something on the show that I wanted to find out a little more about, and that was about gummies. You said the vitamins that are in gummy form are deficient in some ingredient because the way they're actually made. Are those important ingredients?
They're very important. Anything that is labeled in Canada as a natural health product is an important ingredient. The way they're made is it's a high heat process. So some things can't go into gummies. Certain ingredients that aren't coated properly or encapsulated, they don't make it through the process. We have noticed that with gummies, to get the equivalent of one chewable multivitamin, you might be taking 5 or 6 gummies to get that one chewable. And it's just the way it's made. It just can't have the adequate doses of a regular multivitamin that's chewable.
Caitlin, what's the overarching vision for KidStar Nutrients, and how do you see the company moving forward in the future?
My goal is to have our products sold where parents shop. We want to make it easier for parents to purchase great quality products. And we don't believe that where a product is sold should be the reason why it's a good product or not. We think that they should be available wherever parents shop. And so that is our goal. As a mom of three, I know that it is very difficult to get to multiple locations to purchase your items. So we want to make sure we are where those parents are.
A big part of your business would be, of course, being educated, constantly updated on latest nutritional trends. How do you stay updated on all that information and incorporate them into the KidStar Nutrients lines? It seems every day we're finding out information on a new product or an old product used in a new way or something we didn't know.
That's very true. I go to a lot of trade shows around the world to see what trends are happening in other areas. And also we stay up to date on the journals that are being published to let us know what new research is actually being done in those areas. So we definitely focus a lot on that. And we also focus on what Health Canada is approving and where they're trending to as well.
Let's dig out that business card again for a moment. Here's a pretty big question. How do you maintain a healthy work-life balance, especially as a parent and an entrepreneur with all those titles that you have on your business card?
I don't think it exists. I do focus on when I'm at home, I'm with the kids and I'm mom. And then when I'm at work, I'm in work mode and I'm doing my thing. My girls are very lucky. Their dad is there for them when I'm off at work. We do definitely have a great partnership where we tag team. If I'm at work doing something, then he'll pick up the other side and vice versa.
When Today in BC continues, Caitlin Vanderhaeghe talks about being in the dragon's den and getting a deal with not one, but two dragons.
Buying a home is an important milestone. Find the right realtor and the right listings for your needs at todayshomebc.com, powered by Black Press Media. With easy-to-use search filters and direct links to realtors and their websites, you'll get all the information you need to find your perfect home. Search hundreds of local listings and get access to the top real estate professionals to help you find your perfect property. Get started now at todayshomebc.com.
I'm Peter McCulley. Today in BC is a Black Press Media podcast. Caitlin, how did the opportunity to pitch Kidstar Nutrients on Dragon's Den come your way, and why were you motivated to take that step?
There was an open call in Vancouver, and I found out about it 2 days before they were going to be in Vancouver. And so I actually sent in my little video and my form, and they responded and said, yes, show up. That morning I woke up, it was a Saturday, and it was snowing in Vancouver, which for us, we don't do so well with. I got myself to the CBC station in Vancouver, and I waited in line, and I got to pitch in front of one of the producers. And then after that, they basically just say, we'll call you, don't call us. So then a few weeks went by. I just sat there on pins and needles wondering if something was going to happen. And I finally got the call to say, you're made it to the next level. That next level was very exciting. I always wanted to be on the show. When I was little, we watched it from, I guess I was a teenager when it first came out. And my mom and I used to watch it. And my mom actually always wanted to be on the show herself. So it was very exciting when I got the second call because she was probably more excited, I think, than I was.
We've talked to a few folks who have been on the Dragon's Den show on this podcast. I always like mentioning the fact that I've never missed a show since season one, episode one. Do you have a favorite dragon?
Ooh, of all time?
Yeah.
I feel like Jim.
Everybody says that. Jim was just a great guy. Yeah. And he had a way of looking past everything and going right to whether it will work or not and whether it'll sell or not. And the character of the person that was on the stage.
It's true. I agree. He was very level about it.
That may have came from his RCMP training as well.
Maybe. He was just using the psychology training portion of it.
So you're on stage with the dragons. Was it nerve-wracking? Any unexpected moments?
Oh, it was very nerve-wracking. You had to get there at 7 a.m. Toronto time. So, of course, for us here on the West Coast, it's quite early for me. You show up ready to go. And that's the biggest thing. So you have to be ready to go as soon as you get there. They do a few checks. You make sure everything looks good. And then you wait. You wait for your turn. You don't really know when you're going to go. So everything is an anticipation. And you're just like always on a little bit on edge. And then it was my turn. I went second. I had no idea what to expect, to be honest. I was out there by myself. You do a few walk-ins. I think the only thing that was a little bit surprising is you do have to do a few things twice. Because, of course, they have to get the right angle. And there are a number of cameras around. But everything else was pretty to be expected, I would say.
Why did you go with Wes and Arlene for partners versus Manjeet, Vincenzo, and Michelle?
That was actually a really difficult choice. I know that Arlene is in CPG, so she's in the health space. And Wes is in mergers and acquisitions. So it was 50-50. I was either thinking online sales more with Michelle because she's very much on the social side. And then Arlene was in the brick and mortar and the CPGs. I didn't really know what I was going to do until that final moment. And I knew that having someone in the health food space was really going to help me out.
Did appearing on the show impact your business in any way?
So far, we've had a lot more followers on our social feeds. We've had a lot more interest. We've had a lot of emails with questions, which is great. We have had an increase in our online sales, which is also really nice.
I was wondering if you could share a story of a customer whose life was positively impacted by your product, and perhaps you could tell us how that inspires your work.
We get a lot of really good testimonials from the parents that buy our products. And one of them in particular really caught my eye. It was a parent in Delta, and their child was having a hard time eating. They were never hungry, and they found out their daughter was iron deficient. And once they started taking the iron products, the testimonial was, my daughter is now eating. Just eating food, just a simple thing that every day we sometimes take for granted that you're just not hungry. So for them, it was huge, just not having to fight their child on just eating. The simple things that should be easy, that really got to me.
What are some of the key lessons, Caitlin, you've learned as a founder and CEO of a company that you wish you knew when you started?
There's so many. There really is so many. You really have to keep a positive attitude. You have to move forward. Things are going to come at you. People are going to say things. You really have to just make sure that you're focused. You stay true to what you believe and you move forward.
Are there any entrepreneurs or business leaders who you've run across or read about or watched on television or followed their business that have been particularly influential so far in your journey?
There's been quite a few. I did follow Arlene's journey for a very long time, so I quite enjoy hers as well. And my mother's. I grew up watching an entrepreneur, watching how people interact with others in the industry and how hard it was for everybody. It was very difficult for many women to be entrepreneurs. I got to see that firsthand. And so now being in the position I'm in and realizing that they also broke down a lot of those barriers for me, I will be forever grateful.
KidStar Nutrients is in its infancy, if you'll pardon the pun. What plans do you have for expanding the product offerings and the market reach? Is that all dependent with the Dragons?
A lot of it is dependent with investors, of course, making sure you have enough funds to grow in those directions. But we would always love to see ourselves in the US market. North America, of course, is our home. So being in both is really important. And also seeing some of our products in Europe would be a dream. But right now, we're really focusing on the products we have to make sure that we can get everything we need to our current customer base.
What advice, Caitlin, would you give to anyone aspiring to start their own business, big or small, especially in the health and wellness sector?
I would say go for it, no matter what. If you have a dream and you want to do something, start moving forward. But also remember that it may cost more money than you expect. Keep some savings on the side.
I'd like to thank Caitlin Vanderhaeg for being with us on this edition of Today in BC. If you have suggestions or comments, send a voice message to podcast@blackpress.ca. You may be part of our podcast mailbag segment. You'll find Today in BC podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, iHeart, YouTube, and Google Podcasts.
Search, browse, buy. Black Press Media brings you Today's Drive. Find your new vehicle on our exclusive platform and get driving. At todaysdrive.com, you'll have access to inventory across BC, where you can easily find a vehicle that fits your needs and gets you where you need to go in comfort. With new and used vehicles from the dealership around the corner and dealers across BC, the best venue to find your next vehicle is todaysdrive.com.